What if the monthly cycle you've been taught to fear, hide, or simply endure actually holds the key to understanding yourself better than any personality test or wellness trend ever could? For decades, menstruation has been wrapped in shame and silence, treated as an inconvenience to be managed rather than a source of insight. We've been handed pads and tampons, but denied the knowledge that would transform our relationship with our bodies. This gap in understanding affects half the population, yet somehow remains acceptable. The truth is, your hormones aren't sabotaging you. They're sending you messages about your energy, your needs, and your power. Learning to read these signals changes everything. Before diving into cycles and hormones, let's address something fundamental. Most of us don't actually know our own anatomy. Research shows 60% of British women can't identify the vulva on a diagram. This isn't personal failing, it's educational neglect. We've been kept in the dark about our own bodies, and that darkness breeds shame and prevents us from recognizing when something's wrong. The vulva is everything external: the mons pubis, inner and outer labia, clitoris, and the openings to your vagina and urethra. The vagina is the internal tube connecting your vulva to your womb. Confusing these terms isn't trivial. It reflects how little we've been taught about ourselves. The clitoris alone contains 8,000 nerve endings, double that of a penis, and exists purely for pleasure. Yet it wasn't fully mapped until 1998. Only the tip is visible. Most of this remarkable structure lies internal, and it changes size throughout your cycle, growing 20% around ovulation and shrinking before your period. Your labia vary wildly in thickness, length, shape, and color, all completely normal despite what narrow media representations suggest. Your menstrual cycle orchestrates an intricate hormonal conversation between brain, ovaries, and uterus. Your cervix shifts position throughout, sitting lower during menstruation, when penetrative sex might feel uncomfortable, and higher during ovulation, while producing protective mucus that becomes slippery and egg white-like during your fertile window. Perhaps most remarkable, you were born with all your eggs. At 20 weeks gestation, a female fetus has 7 million egg cells. By birth, 1 million remain. By puberty, 400,000. Only about 400 will ever be released. Part of you once existed inside your grandmother, a biological connection across generations. The cycle has two phases: follicular, day one through ovulation, varying in length, and luteal, ovulation to next period, typically 14 days. Despite what you've been told, only 12.4% of women have a 28-day cycle. Normal ranges from 21 to 35 days. Estrogen dominates your follicular phase, thickening your womb lining and transforming cervical fluid from dry to egg white consistency at peak fertility. At mid-cycle, estrogen peaks alongside luteinizing hormone and testosterone, triggering ovulation. The empty follicle becomes the corpus luteum, producing progesterone, warming your body, drying cervical fluid, and preparing your womb for pregnancy. Without implantation, hormones plummet and menstruation begins. Your period is a report card on overall health, influenced by diet, stress, relationships, exercise, and sleep. Your energy, mood, appetite, sleep, desire, creativity, productivity, focus, and sociability shift predictably throughout your cycle. Think of it as four seasons: winter, menstruation; spring, pre-ovulation; summer, ovulation; and autumn, premenstrual week. Each brings distinct superpowers and challenges. Winter arrives with your period. As hormones crash, exhaustion and vulnerability surface. Rather than fighting this, winter invites you to set boundaries, rest deeply, and release what no longer serves you. Not just blood, but pent-up feelings, unhelpful relationships, and limiting beliefs. When you create space and stay present, insights arrive. Trust your instincts while bleeding. The challenge? Guilt about slowing down in a productivity-obsessed culture. Yet nothing in nature blooms year-round. Spring emerges as estrogen rises. You'll feel lighter, energized, motivated. Memory sharpens, creativity flows, and you're drawn toward challenges. This is your time for exploration and play, for following possibilities without fully committing. Protect new ideas like seedlings. Don't expose them prematurely. Relationships flourish as your spark returns. Spring is ideal for high-intensity exercise, as your body tolerates endurance and pain better. Autumn follows ovulation with subtle or dramatic shifts. Identifying this transition day revolutionizes your premenstrual experience. Despite challenges, autumn brings deep focus, helicopter vision for bigger pictures, decision-making clarity, and heightened intuition. Research confirms gut instincts are 90% accurate. Trust them now, especially when saying no. Your inner bitch strengthens, that uncensored voice protecting you. Listen before she screams. What boundaries do you need? What needs pruning from your life? Track your cycle simply, one daily word or detailed journaling. After each cycle, review and color code your notes. Look for patterns. You'll predict mood and energy down to specific days. When autumn arrives, day 21, warn loved ones, schedule demanding work during summer, plan rest during winter. Move from reactive to proactive, from hormone victim to rhythm master. Use this strategically. Pitch projects during magnetic summer, review budgets during sharp-eyed autumn, brainstorm during possibility-filled spring. The cycle strategy adapts across life stages: teen years, hormonal birth control, fertility struggles, pregnancy, motherhood, menopause. Teen cycles often lack ovulation initially. Hormonal birth control prevents ovulation entirely. Pregnancy brings distinct phases. Perimenopause brings irregular cycles as egg reserves deplete, eventually reaching menopause, one full year without periods. Master the basics before chasing wellness trends. Your gut health drives hormonal balance more than almost anything else. A healthy gut extracts nutrients, maintains immunity, and eliminates waste, including excess estrogen. When gut barriers break down from stress, infections, or toxins, you develop leaky gut, allowing undigested food and bacteria into your bloodstream and triggering inflammation. You're more microbe than human. Over 100 trillion microorganisms outnumber your cells 10 to 1, performing 99% of metabolic functions and producing every hormone. The estrobilome, a specialized group, regulates estrogen levels. When imbalanced, it recirculates estrogen meant for elimination, causing heavy periods, breast tenderness, and PMS. Skip restrictive diets. Add vegetables, protein, and healthy fats instead. Eat breakfast within an hour of waking to stabilize blood sugar. Aim for 8 to 10 servings of colorful produce daily. Fat isn't the enemy. It's essential for brain and hormone health. Prioritize sleep equally. One poor night increases appetite, disrupts blood sugar, reduces fat burning, triggers inflammation, and diminishes stress resilience. Watch for endocrine disruptors, synthetic substances in plastics, pesticides, and water that mimic or block hormones. Small, consistent changes outweigh perfection. Despite 80% of women experiencing reproductive health symptoms, less than half seek medical help. We've been conditioned to accept pain as inevitable. It's not. Severe cramping affecting your back, hips, or thighs isn't normal. Heavy periods soaking through protection quickly, requiring nighttime changes, or causing exhaustion deserve investigation. PCOS affects up to 15% of people with ovaries. Endometriosis requires specialized surgical skills. Pregnancy doesn't cure it, nor does hysterectomy help, since it usually exists outside the uterus. PMS and PMDD affect up to 90% of menstruators. PMDD creates a Jekyll and Hyde experience, feeling normal after menstruation until ovulation, then experiencing severe depression, irritability, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. When periods stop for over 3 months without pregnancy, breastfeeding, menopause, or hormonal birth control as the cause, investigate. Many doctors prescribe birth control to induce bleeding, but these are withdrawal bleeds, not true periods, a band-aid masking underlying issues. Research shows healthcare providers dismiss women's pain, especially for women of color. Become your own advocate. Build a healthcare team that listens. Track symptoms meticulously. Trust your body's messages. We've been taught that our bodies are unpredictable, that hormones make us irrational, that menstruation is a curse to be hidden. This lie keeps us disconnected from our power. Your cycle isn't chaos. It's a sophisticated communication system offering profound insight into your needs, strengths, and truth. When you fear your period, you only care for yourself when symptoms force you to. When you listen throughout your cycle, you discover awareness that transforms how you move through the world. In a culture demanding we show up the same way daily, productive, pleasant, available, honoring your cyclical nature becomes radical. It means refusing to apologize for needing rest, leveraging your summer brilliance, and trusting your autumn clarity when others question it. Your body has been speaking to you your entire menstruating life. Track one cycle. Notice the patterns. Trust what you discover. Your body isn't the enemy. It never was.